Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. At the end of EB's entertainment page, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium. The date of the event, Monday, June 2nd. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up soon.
You know, I was telling the boys, I'm definitely feeling a buzz, more of a buzz this week than I have in the last few weeks. This
Four.
Is a big game.
Commanders?
Just
I thought there was a huge buzz last week.
I just feel like in a sense that from our audience, we're more interactive. We're just touching the nerve more. I just feel a vibe. I feel like our audience is larger right now. And people are texting me all these different bars to go to. I got a guy says that Moonrunners in Raleigh is the Commander's bar.
Uh-huh. So if you want to be out amongst the people, you could hit Moonrunners.
So my buddy Mike, the Ozempic guy, he's saying we could go there and his daughter could drive us because, you know, she's old enough to drive. So I would investigate that. Then I got Alan says he's a longtime listener from back in HFS. He's inviting me to his house in Raleigh.
In Raleigh.
He said, I know you ain't doing that. 90-inch TV, fully stocked bourbon bar, Restoration Hardware. I love Restoration Hardware. That's legit for me.
It's expensive.
It is. It's a great place. I mean, expensive for me. But, you know, I'm not going to go to a dude's house.
Yeah, that's not your thing.
I might end up passed out. He might want to have sex with me or something.
You'll
be chained next to the 90-inch TV.
Yeah. You were asking earlier about people going to Detroit. I don't know how he does it, man. Our pal Big Keith, who calls in from time to time, texts me. He goes to all the home games. He went to Tampa last week. He's going to Detroit. Jeez. He said he paid $145 for a parking pass.
Wow.
That's the in parking. Tampa. He didn't say how much he paid for the tickets.
Is he a retired guy? What was his gig?
I'm not even sure.
He used to be a bus driver? Am I getting him mixed up with somebody else?
I think Keith was the bus driver.
Okay, I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else.
I remember the bus driver, but I can't remember his
name. From like Colonial Beach or something, a long-time listener.
Yeah, the real deep voice.
Yes.
No, Keith is from Colonial Beach.
Does he have a real deep voice?
I don't know. Maybe the same person.
I think it's the same guy, then.
Could be wrong.
I don't know. I haven't asked him about his profession for years.
Seriously.
He bought a TV off me like 13 years ago for like $100.
$145 for a parking pass. I'm sorry. That's criminal. That's a crazy price. Now, I understand people are going to pay it. Sometimes for Nats games around here, you see parking garages charging like 50, 60, 65 bucks. And that's exorbitant. That's almost triple that. I mean, that's a crazy number.
Why would you even need a parking pass if you're visiting a city and the stadium is in downtown?
Rent a car. I don't know if you rent a car.
Uber?
I don't know.
Most people Uber in a situation like that.
Taxi?
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Public transportation?
I mean, book a hotel and actually walk to the stadium. Like, that's doable.
I don't know. He had pretty good seats at the Tampa game. He's all in. All in on this run.
Let's go to Scott in Annandale. Scott, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, all this talk about bringing the other Junks on the bandwagon. You know, we got Cakes, but I think he needs to be audited. You know, there's
so
too many
to pass like a series of tests.
Oh yeah. Look, there's a long list, right? He's an admitted shoplifter, right? I mean, way too cavalier admitting that. He's diminishing property values in his neighborhood willingly with, you know, trash strewn everywhere, whatever it may be. Neighbor Kevin, is this guy even real? That seems very suspect.
It's very real. He just replaced my, what's the thing called? Oh, garbage disposal under my sink.
Right.
He's a very real person.
Casinos all the time. Very, very seedy characters hang out at casinos. Another red flag right there.
Right.
The other day we found out he's fighting young girls as a young man. Come on.
Okay, that's elementary school. I was defending myself. I was not the aggressor. I can't believe I'm defending myself.
She was bullying
45 years later.
Well, she was bullying Cakes for a good reason, probably.
By
the
way,
she knew all these character red flags were going to be a lifelong thing for him.
Scott and Annadale, let me just
yes,
counter.
Scotty.
Scotty.
You're a Commanders fan. The Commanders have been, they have been the dregs of the earth, of the NFL, for 30 years. There are no barriers to entry to wrap your arms around this team. So you may see some red flags, but
you got me there.
You should be welcoming anybody that wants to come to your party to come to the party.
Would you change
you shouldn't
your
be so exclusive?
Scott, would you change your Raiders lamp out for a Commanders lamp?
Sure, I would do that.
Scott, where's your watch party on Saturday?
In my basement, yelling at all the girls to stay upstairs.
Right.
Oh, so you want to watch by yourself?
That's how I usually do. I'm miserable. I suffer from what do they call it? Stockholm syndrome,
where you fall
in love with your captor.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure like how I feel without Dan Snyder.
No, you should be welcoming.
You know, I became so.
No, but you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting for disaster at every turn. I get it.
Yes, PTSD.
Yeah, I'm not happy. It's like a little out of body experience. But I'm waiting for it to be miserable again.
Yeah.
But don't
just enjoy the nice things. You have a nice thing
in
now.
The 80s, I can honestly say this. In the 80s, I used to expect to win every week.
Yeah.
From like once Gibbs got going.
Right.
I literally watch a game every week, and I mean, it's preposterous to lose.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But, you know, we were young and silly then. We played sports.
I know.
Now this is all we have, and, you know.
It's a good point.
Don't you feel...
You could be old and silly.
I could see like a Detroit...
You can't be old and silly.
A Detroit Lion fan would feel differently, I think, because they went to the NFC Championship last year. But
I know. God, imagine if the Commanders go in there and ruin all of their.
Oh,
you know,
it'd be great. Oh, I'd love God. It.
But even if Washington,
suffering as a sports fan, you know, you know, I guess that's my only redeeming quality is that I commiserate with other people who suffer in the same way. And so
but I don't know if you're going to be. I don't know if you're going to feel like it's suffering if they lose to Detroit because
it's been a great season.
It's been such a great season that you didn't expect, and the accomplishments of a rookie quarterback and a new coaching staff, and then you're going to feel so good about next year.
You're not going to punch a hole in the wall or anything. But
you shouldn't be talking about me. We were supposed to audit Cakes here.
You audited him.
What is your point with Cakes? You don't believe he's a fan, right?
No. Somebody was talking about bringing the other junks on board.
Yeah.
And I'm
just
saying we need to be cautious. We need to, we haven't even fully audited Cakes yet. So.
It's hard to do that. Okay.
He needs to be more vetted.
No
is what you're
audit,
saying.
No vetting necessary.
Yeah.
If you want to show up and be a Commanders fan, you're a Commanders fan. In my opinion.
Your money metal Cakes, man. We'll take you. Your money metal Cakes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, thank
pal.
You, Scott. Appreciate it.
There shouldn't be a level of elitism or snobbery when it comes to people who are currently Commanders fans about bringing in other Commanders
fans.
I
agree. It should be an open, like, if you want to root for them, root for them. To me, the more the merrier. I like it.
Let me tell you. So. This happened with the Ravens. So Lamar became like the face of the NFL.
Right.
Everyone got all excited for his exciting plays. And so people became Ravens fans because of Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like them?
Well, deep down, they're not Ravens fans. They're Lamar fans. So like if Lamar got traded to the Raiders tomorrow, they would be Raiders fans.
Mm.
So it's almost like being president. Right, you have to be a natural born citizen to be president of the United States.
They're not really natural born
citizens of Flock Nation.
Okay. I know. I see what you're saying, but I don't know if that's really true. I think
I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen with Jaden.
Percentage. It will happen.
No. It's gonna happen with Jaden. He's taking the league by storm.
Yeah.
And people nowadays they fall in love with players, not necessarily teams.
That's true. But I think that like. If you've watched Lamar for 4 or 5 years, there's no question about it. People like the Ravens because Lamar's fun to watch. But if you've watched him now for 4 or 5 years, you've also now become a fan of the team. And if he leaves, you're not going to just leave.
No. I think you're entirely wrong about that. You're having people become fans of players more so than teams. It happens in the NBA,
it's kind of
matriculating into the NFL. And you're going to start seeing it with Jaden because he's a very popular, very charismatic player.
Yeah.
You're going to have people hopping
but
I'm
not going to give them a quiz to see why they like the
team. I'm telling you, you're going to notice it.
I'm not as judgy on fans. I remember he did this, was upset that I said that I'm an Orioles fan. I am an Orioles fan. He's, well, you don't know their middle reliever.
Well, you know why you're not watching 160 games during the season.
Yeah, so what? If you say you're a fan of team, you're a fan of team. Who cares? There's different levels. You can be a certain level.
I know, and my level is much higher than your level.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know. I'm good. I'm glad you acknowledged it.
I don't know why you're upset.
I'm just saying you're not on my tier. You're not on my tier.
Or
you're not on my tier.
Okay.
Just like Brendan's not on my tier as a or not Brendan, sorry. Why am I forgetting your son's name?
Brendan is one of his son's names.
No. Dylan? Dylan. Yeah, I'm thinking of Dylan. Oh. Just like Dylan's not on my tier as a Ravens fan.
Okay. I don't think he would be upset with that.
I know.
Cares?
Well, I'm just
saying. You said, I'm sorry, I blocked
Dylan's
it out.
A Ravens
you said
fan
that Dylan's
now?
Yeah,
isn't
a Ravens
Dylan
fan
a Ravens
than
fan?
Commanders?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. That kind of irks me a little bit.
Well, what do you say? I mean, his dad roots for the Colts.
Are
My
dad
surprised?
Died 18 years ago. Dylan has been a vagabond.
Family, yeah.
He
family
was
betrayal.
An Eagles fan for a while, like when he was like 5 or 6. Remember, I took him to an Eagles game. We went to Philly. And then I think because of Lamar Jackson, and I think a lot of his friends, there are more people probably at his high school that are Ravens fans than Commanders fans.
I'm going to say this at the risk of offending you, but kind of tongue-in-cheek, but kind of. I feel like it's a failure as a parent that... I feel like it's a failure that you can do that. Like my kids, I'd kill them if they weren't.
I know, but yeah, but you're a huge fan. He was never a fan.
If my kids weren't Skins fans, I'd kill them.
I know, but he was never
and
a Skins fan.
They have to
It was
be
a different
Skins
environment
fans.
Growing up in your house.
They know that. They have to be Skins fans, Caps fans. They might be bigger than me. That's raising your kids right.
So, Drabby, I've got to... I'm not going to lay the 9.5 or 10 points with the Lions because it doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's a lot of lumber.
Because I'm doing the emotional hedge. I want Washington to win. So if I laid the 9.5 and they win by 7, well, it's a lost cause. So I got a money line parlay it. The only other team that I really feel good about it is Kansas City. So Kansas City and Detroit money line parlay.
What is that? Minus
250 pays 117.
Nubs. Why
not a great payout?
Just do a touchdown prop.
Once you throw the Eagles in there, make it a 3-gamer.
No, because a touchdown prop, you could lose that, and Detroit wins, and you're losing all the way around. I'd have to put Detroit in a money line parlay. That's the whole point of the emotional hedge.
All right, let me go real quick to Steve and Raleigh.
So does Kansas City...
I don't understand. Kansas City could lose.
That's what I'm saying. Kansas City could lose and I'd be effed. Yeah, I'm saying I have to have a parlay to make the payout a little bit better.
Right. You got to tweak it.
Aren't you following what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why don't you just do it even though if the payout ain't that great? It's not worth it.
Bet 500 to win 100? I'm like,
I don't like those odds.
Bet 100 to win 25. 25 won't make you happy?
No, I
get sized for 25. All right, let's go to Steve in Raleigh. He said, oops, I'm sorry, wrong. I'm an idiot. Press the wrong line. Steve.
Steven.
Hey, fellas.
Hello,
Love
Steven.
You guys. Been
Thanks,
listening
man.
For 20 years.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I moved down to Raleigh during COVID. I've got a 4-bedroom Airbnb at 3 baths I can hook you with, Eric, if you're interested. I listen to podcasts. So I haven't been able to call in,
he's already got a hotel lined up.
He's already got his hotel.
Yeah, but hold on. He might have a sillier spot.
No, we need a broadcast spot for
Ooh,
Bickle.
That's a good point.
So how far are you from like the convention center?
Eight minutes from downtown.
It's pretty good. That's pretty central.
I've been there a million times. There's not like traffic down there. You know what I mean? It's a joke.
No, there's no traffic. Yeah. It doesn't exist here.
But you know what? I don't get good phone signal down there.
Dude, people complain about the traffic, and I'm like, you clearly have.
You people are insane.
Dude, did you have something wrong with like your like AT&T or like your 5G or something? Because I was driving around there last time in that Holly Springs area. I had no signal.
They've got no G.
I don't know what's going on. You have issues with that?
Holly Springs is nubs. It's the Ashburn of
he's joking. You're catching some traffic.
So is it a little bit too out in the boonies? Yeah. You know,
data centers all over.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes away from downtown.
So right. So I've stayed before. I mean, I don't know it that well, but I've stayed there, you know, a half dozen times. Mm-hmm. Like where that minor league park is and that Valvano's restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's Durham though. Oh,
Yeah, I think that's right. Durham. I think that's Durham.
That's Durham.
But you guys are all near each other.
Durham's actually cool.
Yeah, Raleigh-Durham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but that's far from the convention center. I can send you a link to the Airbnb. Nobody's in it for the weekend, so you let me know what you want to do.
Why?
So hold on, because especially if I could cancel and save some dough on the hotel.
Oh yeah.
But hold on, are you? Is it nice?
Oh yeah, it's real nice, man. It's beautiful. I'll send it to you. I got an 86-inch like media room type setup in the basement.
What about it sounds nice. Wonderful. Hey, yeah, do you have tall ceilings? How big are your ceilings? Maybe I'll bring my.
Just offer you a freebie.
I'll bring my mat and my net, and I'll hit balls in the basement or something.
You're gonna bring a portable.
You're gonna swing baseball.
Put Pro V1s through his drywall.
I'll pay for any damages.
I mean, if I were him, I'd hang up immediately.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Stay on hold.
Steve,
I'll have to have this. Sounds like I need you to sign a waiver.
Hey, Steve, do you have, seriously, is it available through Monday? Like, because I'm going to be there Monday.
Monday night? Or are you going to be?
I'm out Monday night, heading home.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
All right, stay on hold.
Do you have an undulating green in your basement?
Like the
EGF. Dude, you could save, like, I don't know. $1,000
You know, you don't have like cameras in the toilet.
How that stuff works. So my wife she does all that stuff. I don't know how that works.
What do you mean?
Can I cancel it already?
Well, you need like a 24-hour notice.
You better act on it.
Today's what? Thursday?
Yeah, you can still do it because you probably check in probably tomorrow at 11.
Get on with the quickness.
Yeah, you can probably cancel the last two nights.
It's not being very like teamy if I'm staying away in my bougie Airbnb and everyone else is there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Who cares?
I got to think about it. Thank you, Steve.
Very nice. Very nice offer.
All right,
caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium Monday, June 2nd is the date of the concert. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You score a free pair. We'll be right back.